Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There is no jury in the case, so a juvenile court judge in Taunton is the only person deliberating in the involuntary manslaughter trial of a Plainville woman who's charged with causing a suicide by her text messages. WBUR's David Boeri reports on closing arguments in the case.
The prosecutor, like the prosecution itself, was bold in her assertion.
It's a new day and age, Your Honor, and the phones that we have now allow you to be virtually present with somebody.
And Assistant District Attorney Katie Rayburn was emphatic. You can commit a homicide by texting. That's why she says Michelle Carter is charged with involuntary manslaughter.
She was in his ear. She was in his mind. She was on the phone. And she was telling him to get back in the car, even though she knew he was going to die.
To win a conviction of involuntary manslaughter, it is necessary to prove that the defendant's actions caused the death. A death at which Michelle Carter was not physically present. A death that was not preceded by any physical threats by the defendant, as the defense argues, and in a state without a law that criminalizes the encouragement of suicide or creates a duty to report someone trying to kill himself. Yet in a slashing, hard-edged presentation, portraying Carter as manipulative and lying, and Roy as vulnerable and in her control, the prosecutor said Carter made Roy kill himself.
She wasn't going to let him live. That was her decision, Your Honor. She wasn't going to let him live.
Knowing what would happen if Roy got back into the car with carbon monoxide and failing to prevent the risk that Carter herself had created was reckless, the prosecutor insisted, and constitutes involuntary manslaughter. But it was Roy's choice to get back in the car, defense attorney Joseph Cataldo told the judge. And Cataldo repeated the argument he made last week, though unsuccessfully, that the judge should dismiss the case for lack of evidence.
The evidence actually establishes that Conrad Roy caused his own death. It was a suicide brought about by his own physical actions, his own thought process, his own intentions that are well documented in the evidence.
There were 2 years of psychiatric records, at least one previous attempt at suicide, and a stunning exchange of text messages that showed Conrad Roy wanted to die, the defense said, a goal he eventually succeeded in accomplishing.
Conrad Roy knows what he is doing, Your Honor. He made a choice. It's sad, it's tragic, but it's just not a homicide.
On whether she made him do it or he caused his own death, the verdict on Michelle Carter may depend. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.